So because we had planned some serious stuff, we are going to end off the show just with one last serious interview with Steve Mabona from the Education Department. Steve, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. You did have a briefing yesterday about placements. Tell us about that, please.
Thank you very much, Mandy, and all our listeners. Yes, we were emphasizing that all learners will be placed, because remember, our deadline is the 30th of November. But also to remind those parents that did not submit documents or proof of residence that we will start with their process on the 1st of December, which will then end on the 16th of December, will be giving them stage. And lastly, we were announcing the late registration date. Those that might have missed the boat and those that are probably coming from other provinces, they are opening on the 20th of December up until the 20th of January. And when during late registration, you will avail schools that have capacity. You find a school, you apply, you are automatically placed at the school that you choose.
Okay, Steve. I see that there were some glitches with the online admissions. The process all going fine otherwise?
No, everything is going very fine. The only challenge that we have is capacity, and we just want to please the parents, because we have started with the process of transferring, you know, offers, but they are saying, I didn't apply to this school. But we are saying we are trying to then accommodate as much as possible, especially in the schools that we are highly pressured. Everyone wants a certain school, and unfortunately, we cannot accommodate at the go everyone. So we need to work with us and let them take spaces that we avail to them to take their children there.
Steve, thank you for that update. Steve Mabona, the spokesperson for the Education Department, saying they will make room for late applications to accommodate those who weren't able to apply for grades 1 and 8.